Archers for a week commencing Sunday, August the 12th, 2001.
Lillian's finally made up her mind.
Well, I've decided.
What?
I'm going to go for it.
Go for what?
A facelift.
Oh, Lillian.
What?
Have you really thought it through?
Thought of little else in the past week, and I honestly can't come up with a single reason why I shouldn't.
Well, it's not that you shouldn't. It's just it's a lot of money.
I can afford it.
As I said, there's no guaranteeing the result.
Oh, come on, Jenny.
Things can go wrong, you know.
Not if you go to a reputable place, which is why I'm going up to London tomorrow to see my man in Harley Street.
Oh, you have a Harley Street doctor.
I'm going to get him to refer me to a plastic surgeon. He'll know who's best.
Well, if you're sure.
Come on, Jenny, be honest. Haven't you been the least bit tempted by all my brochures?
Not remotely.
You sure?
I just have no interest in it, Lillian.
Not even a little nip and tuck?
No! It's not my sort of thing, I told you.
Give those eyes a lift. Get rid of the sagging jowls.
I do not have sagging jowls.
Well, you will in a year or two.
No, I won't.
It's gravity, darling.
Pass me over the salt, will you? Oh, and there's a pot of peach chutney in the cupboard.
Peach. Peach chutney?
Could you get it out for me, do you think?
You know, that'd make a good face mask.
Oh, stop it.
All those fruit acids.
Mum made it.
Brilliant for exfoliation.
Even better in a cold meat sandwich. I'll pass it over. Oh, that'll be Tony.
Now, don't you say anything.
What about what?
The facelift. I'd rather people didn't know.
They'll find out soon enough.
Jennifer.
All right. Oh, David.
Oh, sorry to bother you.
Yeah, it's all right. Come on in.
Thanks. Afternoon.
Hi, Lillian.
I thought you were Tony.
I'm afraid not, no.
Oh, don't apologise. He's taking me round to Bridge Farm for tea this afternoon.
Oh, that's nice.
Homemade scones and carrot cake. It's all right if you like that sort of thing.
Yes.
At least they promised me a glass or two of organic wine.
Well, anyway...
Yes, David, what can we do for you?
Debbie said I could borrow the artwork for the Hassett Hills logo.
Oh, Debbie's out combining this afternoon.
Yeah, I know.
And Brian, they thought they'd better make the best of this weather.
Yeah, I hope it holds.
And I'm just making some sandwiches to take out to them.
Yeah, we're supposed to be harvesting our wheat this week.
Oh, well, I hope to goodness it's not this hot in London.
You going to London?
Yes. Yes, I thought I could do with a bit of, cultural uplift.
Never heard it called that before.
Jennifer?
I talked to Debbie on her mobile and she told me where to find the artwork. It's in the office, so...
of course. Help yourself.
We're going to have some T-shirts printed.
Hassett Hills meat T-shirts?
Yeah. For the fate. It's a bit of a joke, really, but you know this remote-controlled car race?
Oh, Alice talks of little else.
Really?
It's very disconcerting in a 12-year-old girl.
She's always been the same. She loves gadgets. Dare say she's out in the yard now, messing about with a wretched thing.
Oh. Would she mind, do you think, if I went out and had a look?
I mean, like, every Sunday?
Nah, just in the summer. I mean, no one's going to buy garden ornaments in the winter.
Yeah, what about that one?
Nah.
Why not?
Boring. Sort of car social workers drive.
Oh, yeah, right.
What are you doing in the winter?
Dunno.
You'll be back on the muck full time.
No. No way.
No fun.
Well, I mean, it's tosh, isn't it, though?
Suppose. Well, you wait for something else to come up.
Yeah, it's quite a laugh sometimes. I mean, like, this woman comes up to me this morning and says, what's that stone are they carved from? Like they weren't lumps of concrete. I mean, how stupid can you get?
Yeah, talking of stupid.
What?
Look at that.
What?
That car. Pile of CDs on the front seat just asking to be lifted.
Hello. Oh, it's Robbie Williams.
Oh, no.
Oh, Phil Collins.
You've got to be joking.
God, the cause. Just gives you an earache just thinking about it, doesn't it?
I'm not having that.
You should leave him a note.
What?
Would have nicked your car if you didn't have such hideous taste in music.
Hey, look at that.
What?
With the tinted windows.
No, don't even think about it.
Come on, Ed.
Please, gonna be alarmed.
Sunday afternoon, innit?
So?
Car alarm goes off, nobody takes a blame bit of notice.
Nah, look, it's too risky.
It's not risky at all.
Oh, Jasper.
This is our lucky day. Look.
I don't believe it.
Not even locked.
Oh, what a gift.
Just give me a second.
I mean, that's unbelievable, innit? I mean, what sort of pillock leaves a neat car like that unlocked, eh? I mean, he's just asking for it. Like my mum's always saying, some people got more money than sense.
Shut up and get in.
Hey, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Mine always keels over when I do that.
You have to practice.
It's like driving a real car, really, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Well, you just slow down before the bend and then accelerate round it.
That spoiler is going to have to go.
Why?
It's designed by some plank.
Really?
He's dragging. Look, it's obvious.
Mm.
Simon says we have to design something more aerodynamic, but I think we should just remove it altogether.
Are you allowed to do that?
What?
Make alterations to the car?
Yes.
Oh.
I asked Alistair.
Oh, fair enough.
He said Eddie Grundy asked him the same question.
Oh, really?
And anyway, just see what Alistair's done to their car. Now, if I was Daniel, I'd be really embarrassed.
Why? What's
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
You admiring Alice's driving?
She's a bit good, isn't she?
Yeah, certainly is.
Have you finished designing the Porsche, Uncle Tony?
More or less.
Hey, listen, this business of a pit stop, what's the point of that?
Oh, it's all about dexterity, if you can do a particular kind of manoeuvre.
Like this?
That's the sort of thing, yeah.
Oh, boy, I can see I'm going to have to get a bit more practice in. Anyway, Alice, what were you saying about Alistair's car?
It's Daniel's car, actually.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant.
It's got logos stuck all over it.
What do you mean, logos?
Sheila's sponsoring them to advertise their stables, and they've got, like, this prancing horse logo.
Yeah, they've called it the Stable Stallion.
I mean, terminally naff, or what?
Oh, I think it's rather good.
Oh, please.
And everyone's doing it. I mean, Sid and Jamie's car is called the Bulldozer.
Ours is called Meteor, as in Hassett Hills Meat, Eeyore.
Oh, isn't it? No.
So you don't fancy being part of Team Meteor then, Alice?
Me?
No, we're having T-shirts printed.
No, thank you.
All right.
I'd rather put my head in a blender. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go and exercise Chana.
Well, that told me, didn't it?
Certainly did.
There's another one. Grandad out for a Sunday drive during 30 in the middle of the road. Shift yourself, you doozy beggar!
Did you see that? He practically ended up in the ditch.
Best place for him. Better than toy cars, eh?
What?
It's okay, you're dead.
Yeah, too right it is.
But there's nothing compared with this, is it?
You wait till we win, we'll clean up.
Spikes sound cool.
Nah, I just gotta work out how to stick them on.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, well, then we're in business.
Eat your heart out, bulldozer.
Yeah, you get too close, you get slashed.
Hey, should we go over Ambridge?
What, now?
Yeah, why not?
Well, no, I don't know.
Let's see what this car can do around them wee country lanes.
Yeah, it's a bit early, innit?
What do you mean early?
Better wait till it starts getting dark.
Why?
I don't want to run into Fallon.
Ed, this car's got tinted windows.
Yeah, but
no one can see in, right?
And always double-check your girth.
She knows that.
Oh, come on, Lillian.
We all know it, Jennifer, but I've done it on more than one occasion. You got on the horse and slid straight off the other side.
Oh, don't tell me. You were drunk.
It's a very cheap remark, Tony.
Sorry.
Because my girth wasn't properly tightened.
I do know about that, Auntie Lillian.
Alice has been riding since she was 4 years old, you know.
Lillian, if we don't get going, we're going to miss tea completely.
Oh, never mind. We can get sucked straight into the aperitif. You know, he really is a fine pony.
He's the best, aren't you, Chandler?
You take good care of him.
Oh, it's no need to worry about that. She spends more time with Chandler than she does with us.
I remember what Helen used to be like.
Helen?
She went through a horsey phase.
Did she?
She was a bit younger than Alice is now.
Oh, yes. You bought her some dreadful clapped-out old Dobbin.
Now, remember what I said about the girth, Alice?
OK.
What was he called?
Comet.
Oh, Comet, of course.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Misnomer if ever I heard one.
He was all I could afford at the time, and Helen adored him.
She was the laughingstock of the pony club, poor child.
Probably scarred her for life.
Yes, Pat was saying she's been behaving rather oddly.
Oh, really?
Oh, for heaven's sake. That has nothing to do with any childhood trauma at the pony club.
You never can be sure, you know.
Yes, I can.
These things have a funny way of coming back to haunt you.
Look, Helen is a perfectly well-adjusted young woman. She's just going through a bit of a phase, that's all.
How old is she now?
22.
A bit old for a phase. More likely to be man trouble, isn't it? You know, I think those stirrups could go up a notch, Alice.
No, they're fine, honestly.
Well, let me have a look once you're in the saddle.
Yeah, that's what Pat says. But I don't think it's man trouble.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, men don't usually trouble, Helen.
Can someone give me a leg up, please?
Oh, sorry, darling.
Oh, here, let me help. Right. There you go, Alice.
Thanks.
You know, you're quite right about those stirrups. Your legs are longer than I thought.
I'll see you later. Walk on, Chandler. Walk on.
Take care, darling.
She has a lovely seat. Reminds me of me when I was at that age.
Oh, come on, Lillian, let's go.
Saying, do we need another singer?
Yeah, we gotta have a singer.
I mean, like, ghetto singer. We don't want to end up sounding like Catatonia.
Yeah, we could do worse.
That sounded like Soul Last Century.
Yeah, well, at least give Emma a try.
Not right, though, is she?
Why not?
Well, she's just not, well, dross.
She can sing.
I can sing. Not the point, is it?
No, she was really into all that stuff at school.
What stuff?
But, you know, drama and dance and all that.
Yeah, well, that figures.
What?
Bet she was a ghetto guide,
you know. You know, you've got her all wrong, Chazza. She's all right, Emma. Tell you what, she'd love this. You know, turn around the lanes and... But look out! Yeah! That was close.
What was that?
It's a grain trailer.
A what?
Oh, God, I should have thought, actually. Everyone's harvesting at the moment. Lanes get, you know, a bit clogged up with trailers and that.
Makes it more interesting, doesn't it?
Well, look, I'd slow down a bit if I were you.
Leave out!
Look, there's a really tight bend coming up in the lane narrows.
No problem.
Look out, there's a horse!
What the hell did that come
from? It's okay, we're okay.
Yeah, but the horse!
I didn't touch it.
It's gone down, though.
I can see its legs.
My fault, why didn't he touch it?
Oh, no.
What?
How was Alice Aldridge?
Oh. Oh, Chandler, don't die. Oh, please don't die. Mum! Oh, Mum, can you get hold of Alistair? Oh, please! I think Chandler's broken his leg!
Who's suffered most as a result of the accident? Is it Alice, Chandler, or Jennifer?
All the family have abandoned me.
Oh, dear.
Brian's decided they can't possibly manage the harvest without him.
Jill would have come over.
And he's usually glad of any excuse to delegate the work.
And there was a problem at Rickyard Cottage.
And Lillian's gone to London. Ah. Well, she didn't have to go today. She could perfectly well have waited till tomorrow, but... Oh, Ruth, oh, how rude of me. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I can't stay long.
Mum came round this morning, but she only stayed about half an hour. We were going out to lunch, she said.
Well, Jill said she'd try and drop round later when she's finished cleaning the oven.
What?
In Rickyard.
Oh.
The guests complained, unfortunately. We spent so long trying to make the bungalow habitable that Rickyard got rather overlooked.
Holiday cottages.
And the people staying there are obviously a bit pernickety.
Oh, don't remind me. We've got bookings for next week.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I can't begin to think about it.
I mean that people are starting to come back to the countryside.
The thing is, Ruth, I can't get rid of the feeling that it was my fault.
The accident?
Yes, I feel so guilty.
You always do, though, don't you, when your child gets hurt? Pip's always having accidents.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. If you can't protect your child from harm...
Oh, absolutely.
You failed as a parent. We all feel like that.
And you see, I really haven't been paying Alice proper attention.
Well, school holidays...
I just use her as an extra pair of hands to do all the jobs that I find tedious. Collecting the money from the fishing lake. And Ruth, the number of times I've sent her down there all on her own...
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hi.
Alistair.
Just thought I'd drop round and check on the patient.
Oh, how very thoughtful.
Well, I had to come down this way.
Well, I was just telling Ruth, none of the family seems the least bit concerned.
Well, knowing Alice is all right...
Oh, she's got some pretty spectacular bruises.
Is she?
Haven't you seen her?
Oh, she's out in the stable.
She was much more concerned about poor old Chandler.
Thank heavens you were at home, Alistair.
Yeah, it was lucky, wasn't it?
He was badly hurt, was he?
No, not really. The car didn't actually hit him. He was just frightened. He stumbled and went down to the ditch, dislocated his patella.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, it looked awful, but easily clicked back into place.
Alice was convinced his leg was broken, that he'd have to be shot.
Well, he was in a state of shock, of course.
Oh, and I was desperate to get Alice to hospital for an X-ray because she'd obviously banged her head.
But she simply wouldn't be parted from Chandler.
No, and she still won't. She's been out in that stable since first thing this morning.
Oi, you! What are you doing?
Hey? Oh, hello, George.
Oh, it's you, Mike.
Well, who do you think it was?
What on earth are you playing at?
Just clearing a bit of weed. Give us that net, will you?
Clearing weed?
Water crowfoot, it's a lot of it about.
Aye, but surely
come
you...
Come on, George, I'm freezing my socks off in here.
I'm sorry, here, come on.
Oh, that's better. I could never understand the attraction of salmon fishing.
Salmon? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, when fishermen stand about all day in the river casting for salmon. Only been in that water half an hour, already can't feel me feet.
Ah, but why?
Why what?
Why are you standing in the river, hiking the weed out?
Well, because I'm getting paid for it, of course.
Well, why?
What are you state, Graham Ryder?
Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Oh, no, I must confess I was a bit surprised when he called me. I mean, I spent a good few weeks last winter cutting back and coppicing all along this bank.
No. Well, the whole point was to let a bit more light in.
Exactly. And the more light in the stream means more growth of weed.
Yeah, but that was the idea.
Yeah, I know.
Water crowfoot supports the insects.
Which provide food for the young fish. You don't have to tell me, George.
And not to mention supplying them with a hiding place.
Oh, I know.
Then why are you pulling it out?
I told you. Graham Ryder said, did I want a couple of days' work?
Well, you should have said no.
Oh, come on, George. There's little enough casual work going this year as it is. And if I didn't do it, he'd only get someone else. And as long as not some ignorant beggar who'd end up pulling the lot out. I am being very selective here. I'm only clearing the worst.
But why has Ryder suddenly taken an interest in the river?
Well, it's not him, is it? It's that beggar Crawford.
Crawford?
Yeah. Got some mates fancy doing a bit of angling.
Oh, I get it. Never mind getting a bit more life in this river.
Exactly.
They've got to have their fun now.
Yeah, and of course, you try casting it into this lot, just end up with a load of weed on your line.
Does Brian know about this?
Search me.
Well, it was him got you clearing the bank, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. In fact, if I remember rightly, it was Jennifer started the ball rolling.
Was it indeed?
Yeah. And she got Brian interested.
And now Matt Crawford's gonna mess the whole thing up. Well, that's typical of him, that is.
You are quite sure it's not broken?
Absolutely.
Then why is it all swollen like that?
It's just bruising.
But if it was broken, he wouldn't be able to walk on it, would he?
No, the swelling will go down in a few days.
That's quite the bruise you've got yourself.
Awful, isn't it?
Does it hurt?
No.
Oh, I shudder to think what might have happened if you hadn't been wearing your hard hat.
Well, I was.
But if you hadn't...
Oh, Jennifer. I'm fine. John is the one you should be worrying about.
There's really no need, Alice. He's got a bit of a bruised leg, that's all.
Yeah, but yesterday, after the accident...
He was in shock. But look at him now. Eyes bright, ears pricked. You're okay, aren't you, fella? There, see?
Well, he does look a lot better, doesn't he?
He'll be fine.
I'll put him back in his box, then.
Yeah, good idea.
Come on, Chandler.
No, I must go, I'm afraid. I've got a load of calls to make.
I'd better be getting home, too.
Yeah, shouldn't you be slaving over a hot combine?
No, we're not starting on our week till Wednesday.
Well, thank you very much for coming, Ruth. To tell you the truth, I was glad to get out.
I really ruined the day I ever mentioned Jethro's dentures to Bert.
Jethro's what?
Well, haven't you heard about the ballad of Jethro's teeth?
No.
He keeps trying bits out on me.
I've had it all morning.
And it's not funny, is it?
Not remotely.
Now, Jethro, he took out his dentures and put them down on the floor. The pain in his mouth was so horrid, he just couldn't take any more.
That's one of the good verses.
Oh. What are you all talking about?
Oh, Bert was looking for a subject for a comic monologue.
Ever since he won that talent night at the Bull, he's convinced himself he's the Pam Ayres of Borsetshire.
And Pip had been mourning about having to go to the dentist, and Jill was explaining to her, well, you know, why she should look after her teeth. And told her the story about poor old Jethro and his dentures. So, anyway...
We think it may have been joyriders.
What?
Well, nobody with any sense drives along these lanes at that sort of speed.
Oh, you mean the car that caused the accident?
Yes. Alice didn't get much of a look at it, but Debbie was driving back to the farm with a grain trailer just before it happened, and she said a dark-coloured sports car going far too fast swerved to avoid her.
Well, have you told the police?
Well, yes, of course. They were remarkably unhelpful.
Oh, dear.
And they said without a proper description of the car, there was nothing they could possibly do. And since Alice couldn't remember a thing about it, could you, darling?
What?
Well, remember anything about the car?
I was worried about Charlie.
Well, yes, I know, but he...
I thought they'd killed him.
Settled in his box, is he?
Yeah, he seems okay. He's eating some hay.
By the way, Alice, David was telling me how brilliant you are with your remote-controlled car.
That.
He was quite confident that he and the kids were going to win till he saw you in action.
Oh, just you wait till you see the stable stallion.
The what?
My car. Not our car, Daniel's and mine. Shula's sponsoring us.
Sponsoring for the finish race?
They're all going completely daft over this car race.
Well, it's serious stuff. Anyway, I must dash. And you're not to worry, Alice. Chandler's fine.
Thank you so much, Alistair.
I'll try and pop in again in a day or two.
See you.
Bye, Alice.
Bye.
I must make a move as well.
I'm going to scratch from the car race, Mum.
What?
It's silly.
Oh, come on. It's just a bit of fun.
And anyway, I've got to devote myself to Chandler now.
Oh, darling.
I don't have time to practice.
Don't you think Chandler might appreciate a bit of time to himself?
Hello.
Oh, George.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I knocked at the house, but there was no one there. Oh, how are you, Alice?
All right, thanks.
That's quite a shiner you've got, isn't it? How's the pony?
Oh, he's all right, too. Bruised leg, but otherwise fine.
Oh, good.
They were very lucky.
It's a miracle it doesn't happen more often, the way people drive round these lanes. Any road, is Brian around?
Oh, he's helping with the harvest again today.
Oh, is he?
Out with the combine. Do you want me to give him a message?
Well, if you wouldn't mind. I just wondered if he knows what's going on down the river.
Hello, what's this then?
What?
Sid making you pay your way now, is he?
It's a holiday job.
Oh, right.
Mum said I could help out, though.
You old enough?
Well, not to serve, no, but I can do pot washing and cleaning and that.
Yeah, all the boring bits, eh?
Yeah, don't mind. Mm. Here, is it true you're doing strongman at the fete?
Yeah, that's right.
Arm wrestling, I must say.
Mr. Woolley's offering a bottle of scotch to anyone who can beat me.
You must think you're really strong, then.
I am really strong.
You don't look it.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not that big, are you?
Didn't nobody ever tell you, Fallon, that it ain't the size that matters?
Oh,
ha, ha. Here, you want to feel my biceps?
Yeah, no, thanks.
Go on, solid muscle, that is.
And my mum reckons she can beat you.
You what?
My mum.
I think she's been pulling your leg.
Oh, yeah?
It's a man's game, arm wrestling.
Why? Mm.
Well, because it's, Well, it's like I said.
It's supposed to be equal opportunities these days, isn't it?
It's all about muscle power. Women just ain't got it.
Want to bet?
Yeah.
Since my mum's been pulling points for a living, she's got a right arm like a tree trunk.
Oh, has she?
Right.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, hello there.
Evening, Fallon.
Hiya.
Bit of drama last night, then.
Ah, oh, you heard, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Betty told me. She heard it from someone in the shop.
What happened?
That was a bit of an accident.
Yeah, Alice Aldridge was out riding that pony of hers and got knocked down by a hit-and-run driver.
Oh, no. Huh? Is she all right?
No, it's got some colourful bruises, but nothing's broken.
The horse copped it, though, didn't he?
No, he's OK.
Oh.
He dislocated his patella, but I saw him this afternoon. He's fine.
Hit and run, you say?
Yeah, terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Didn't actually hit them, but he must have known it was serious. The pony went right down.
Yeah. Nasty.
I reckon it might have been joyriders.
What?
Huh. Debbie caught a glimpse of the car earlier. At least she thinks it was the same one.
But did she get the number?
No, but she said it was going like a bat out of hell.
What time is this?
Time? Oh, early evening, 5-ish. Maybe 5:30. Why?
What sort of car was it?
Well, Alice didn't see anything, and all Debbie remembers is that it was black or dark coloured anyway and sporty.
But the police haven't found it.
Oh, haven't got much to go on.
Yeah, but if it was joyriders, they'd dump the evidence, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And torch it, probably. That's what they're usually doing it.
How many people in the car?
How many people?
Well, was it just the driver? Were there passengers?
Well, I don't think anyone saw.
Why? What difference does it make?
Oh, nothing. It's just I sort of knew there were some lads at school.
If you know something, Fallon...
No, I don't.
You should tell the police.
No, it's nothing. Honestly, it's nothing.
Fallon is sure she knows who caused Alice's accident.
old fire.
I thought you'd be at Leader's Wood by now.
Running a bit late this morning.
Oversleep, did you?
Oh, no. I went up the country park first thing. You know, down beyond the clubhouse, between the golf course and the river.
Yes, that's a favourite escape route down there.
Well, it was like a mass breakout. Birds all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, I'd get one lot together, then another lot would make a run for it. Took me forever to get them all back in.
So, do you want me to go up Leader's Wood?
Well, no, it's okay. I've just got one more pen to do down here.
Oh, no.
It's only Mr. Aldridge.
I know, but he doesn't come up here in the middle of harvest unless there's something to moan about. Morning, Mr. Aldridge.
Oh, Greg, I hoped I'd find you here.
Good morning, William.
Morning.
How's Alice?
Oh, yeah. Is she okay?
Yeah, a bit more cheerful this morning.
Good.
We finally managed to convince her that her precious pony is not going to be scarred for life. That's all she cares about, really.
Probably a good thing.
What?
That she's got the pony to worry about. Stops her dwelling on what happened to her.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know there's a load of birds out in the road just by Ambridge Hall.
It's that time of year, I'm afraid. They do like to wander. We were just saying, weren't we, William?
Oh, yeah, it took me well over 2 hours this morning, just dogging in the strays at the country park.
Would you need some extra help?
Oh, we've got some, thanks. George Barford.
George? He's supposed to retire.
Still takes his dog out every day, doesn't he? And if anyone's going to spot wandering birds, he is.
He usually does that bit of the river, along by Ambridge Hall.
Yes, about this time of the morning, too. You probably saw those birds just before he got to them.
Well, good for George. I really thought he'd hung up his gun for good. Oh, is that mine?
Oh, it's yours, Greg.
Oh, sorry, I don't...
It's all right, you go ahead.
No,
I must get back anyway.
I try to have it switched off when I'm this close to the birds. They don't like it.
All right, get your knickers on.
Oh, it's you.
I'm sorry to wake you.
What's the time?
Heavy night last night, was it?
What?
Or did you decide to give it a rest?
Eh?
After the damage you did on Sunday.
What are you on about?
It was you, wasn't it?
What?
Knocked Alice Aldridge off a horse.
Me?
Yes, Ed, you.
No, of course it wasn't me. What did you take me for?
A stupid prat.
I wasn't even in Ambridge Sunday. You asked Dad. We spent all day on a boot sale flog in the garden stuff.
Till 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, about then.
Boot sales never go on that late.
Well, then I went over to Jazzers.
Oh, I get it.
I weren't anywhere near Ambridge.
You went over to Jazzers and the two of you got bored, so you thought you'd go twerking.
Look, you're making all this up.
Well, so what did you do?
Nothing. Well, just, hung out a bit.
Hung out a bit? With Jazzer? Yeah. You think I'm stupid? I know you, Ed, and what's worse, I know Jazzer.
What's that supposed to mean?
He's a psycho.
No, he's not.
And the way you're going, you're going to end up like him.
Oh, you're talking drivel, Fallon.
Were you driving or was he?
No one was driving.
And who else was with you?
No one!
Well, so it was just you and Jazzer?
There wasn't no car!
I know! It was you, Ed!
No, you don't.
You've been joyriding round here for weeks. What, and now suddenly it's someone else?
Oh, so I did a bit of joyriding. Who did I do it with, eh? Who loved every minute of it?
Yeah, which is how I know it was you.
Who got such a big kick burning rubber in a hot car she was begging me to do on her own doorstep?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Ed, let's go through Ambridge. It'll be such a thrill.
No, it's stupid.
No, Ed, give me more.
No, at least I realised. I had the sense to realise that someone was going to end up dead.
Come on, no one's dead.
I could have been.
One little bump on your head. Don't be such a drama queen.
Alice Aldridge could easily have been.
Yeah, but she weren't, was she?
No, thanks to you.
She's not badly hurt, was she?
Why should you care? You weren't there, were you?
Yes, I know. I do understand that, but just at the moment... I mean, you know how busy we are just now. No, I didn't mean that. You know I didn't.
Greg, is that you?
Look, I've got to go. I'll catch you later. Bye.
Hello, George.
I tell you, some of your birds are getting very itchy feet.
Oh, yeah?
They were all over the road up by Ambridge Hall.
Yes.
Miracle that none of them got squashed.
Brian Aldridge was up here earlier.
Oh, having a moan, was he?
No, not really, just... Well, yes, I suppose he was.
Complaining about the number of birds going walkabout.
I'd seen them up there on the road. You know, I told him we were dogging in 2 or 3 times a day, but...
Not good enough, eh?
He does seem to expect us to be in 6 places at once.
Hey, they're all the same, shoot owners. Always snapping at your heels. The trouble I had with Jack Woolley.
Did you?
Oh, used to drive me up the wall sometimes.
He's always struck me as quite an easygoing chap.
Oh, now he is. Oh, yes. He's mellowed with age. But a few years back, we had some right set twos.
Did you?
Actually, I'm sorry I missed Brian. You don't happen to know where he went, I suppose?
Afraid not, no.
Only, I was down by the Am yesterday and I came across Mike Tucker standing in the river, hiking out the water crowfoot, if you please.
Oh, yes, I knew they were going to.
You knew?
Yes, Graham Ryder told me.
And you let it happen?
What could I do, George? I told him it was a daft idea and would do more harm than good, but when Matt Crawford says jump...
Ryder asks how high. Oh, makes me sick.
It's like this business with the partridges.
Hello?
Who the devil's that?
Excuse me!
Can we help?
I'm looking for William Grundy.
Well, could you do it a bit more quietly, do you think?
Sorry.
There's young pheasants in this wood and you'll scare them half to death yelling like that.
But it's urgent. I really need to see William.
He's probably still down at the other pens.
Where's that?
Yeah, a couple of hundred yards down that way.
Right. Thanks.
And if he's not there, he'll have gone up to Leader's Wood.
Bye-bye!
Young William got a girlfriend at last.
Don't ask me. I always thought that one Fallon, is it?
No, that's right.
I thought he was keener on the other Grundy lad.
Ed?
Well, maybe wrong. Well, once or twice I've seen the pair of them sitting on the wall in front of the bull.
Really?
Well, but who knows?
Youngsters these days, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying about the partridges.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help noticing you've still got some in the pens.
Well, this is it.
I mean, you have your way of doing things, but it's only 3 weeks till the first partridge shoot.
This is not my way of doing it, George. If it was down to me, those pens would have been dismantled and put away by now. But Matt Crawford has decided...
No, not him again.
...in his wisdom, that he wants the season extended so that him and his mates can shoot partridge in October.
Yeah, but doesn't he understand?
I've tried explaining.
You end up killing more of the wild birds.
He just doesn't hear. And arguing with him's a waste of breath.
But how do you know?
Well, I can't prove it, obviously, but everyone's saying it was joyriders.
Who's saying?
Well, I heard it from the vet.
Oh, Mr. Lloyd?
Yeah, he was, like, first person on the scene, wasn't he? Because of the pony being injured.
But he didn't see the car?
No. But Debbie Aldridge did, driving so fast it practically collided with a tractor.
But there's no proof it were it.
Oh, come on, Will. Who else would it be?
Well,
you saw us that time, right?
Yeah.
Him and me.
Yeah.
When you had a row about it, right? He told me.
But you weren't in that car on Sunday.
Oh, of course not. I realised a couple of weeks back when Ed practically rolled the car we was in. I thought, this is a mug's game and someone's going to end up dead.
See, that's what I told him. But he don't think no notice.
Well, you've got to talk to him again, Will.
There's no point.
Well, you've got to try.
I thought I'd tell him Mum.
Yeah, why not?
Nah, I'll own you up, Sarah. Andy wouldn't give a stuff.
Well, he was always a bit afraid of your Mum.
Not anymore.
Well, you've got to do something.
Yeah, but what?
But the thing is, since I told him to get lost, right, he's been hanging around with Emma.
What?
Well, he blagged his way into a birthday party last week, didn't he? Ended up snogging her.
She don't fancy him, does she?
Of course not. She was wasted. But they were like mates when they were kids, right? And you know what Emma's like. And she'll do anything for a laugh. And if Ed said to her about a spot of joyriding, she'd be in there like a shot.
He did say he'd be in for lunch.
Oh, good.
Though where he's been all morning.
Helping with the harvest?
No. He said they'd made such good progress over the weekend, he thought he could leave it to Debbie and the man. Mm. What do you want to see him about?
Well, there's a couple of things.
Well, I did tell him about the water crowfoot. I was so cross.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it was lovely last week to walk down by the Am and see all those baby trout. Yeah. And I thought, all that effort we put in last year, clearing the bank and fencing it off, it's really beginning to pay off.
And Matt Crawford comes along and ruins everything.
Yes, and it's the way he treats the place like his personal fiefdom. Excuse me, George, can I just get the fridge?
Yes, yeah, sorry.
As if we put all that effort into the river just so he and his horrible friends can fish when they feel like it.
Oh, and it's not just the fishing. He's started on the shoot now.
What do you mean?
He told Greg to hold back a load of partridge so that they can carry on shooting them into October. The trouble is, well, you then end up shooting the wild birds.
Wild partridge?
You know, the native ones, the grey ones.
You know, I haven't seen a wild partridge in years.
Well, this is the trouble. They're thin enough on the ground as it is.
When I was little, you'd see them all the time. I was always stumbling on a partridge nest with a clutch of eggs in it.
Hello.
Oh, there you are, darling.
Oh, hello, George. You can have a lunch.
No, I was looking for you, actually. I wanted to make sure you know what Matt Crawford's up to.
Oh, you mean the river? Jenny told me.
Well, that's not the half of it.
Oh, no. What's he done now?
He's got Greg holding back Partridge, yes, so they can carry on shooting until October.
Oh, no.
It's always the same with these city types, isn't it?
I don't believe
it. You don't understand the seasons.
Well, that's it. Exactly.
If you want to enjoy something, you wait for the season to come around. You don't start tampering with nature.
Well, it's like people wanting strawberries at Christmas. People get so used to having what they want when they want it.
Who told you that?
What, it don't matter.
Well, who's been telling tales, eh?
Look, the point is...
No, let me guess. Fallon.
Alice could have been seriously injured.
What's nothing to do with me?
She could have died.
I wasn't there.
Well, where were you?
I was in Borchester with Jazza.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Yeah, well, tough. What are you going to do about it, eh? Tell Mum? Ruin her peace of mind on account of some fancy dreamed up by some stupid cow with a grudge against me.
Why should Fallon have a grudge?
We dropped her from the band, Dumbo.
I thought she quit.
No, that's just another one of her fantasies. We got fed up of her never turning up for rehearsals and we told her to take a hike. That's why she's trying to get back at me.
Well, I wish I could believe you, Ed.
It's the truth.
But I don't.
Well, that's your problem.
And frankly, I can't bring myself to care no more. I honestly don't give a toss if you kill yourself in some stolen car.
Thanks very much.
But just do me one favour, will you?
What?
Don't get Emma involved.
Emma? What's she got to do with anything?
Just keep away from her, okay?
Oh, I get it. That's what this is all about. You're jealous.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because you fancy her.
I just don't want to get in her.
Yeah, and I'm the one who got to snog her on her birthday.
I'm warning you, Ed. Just keep away from her.
Not everyone is looking forward to the village fete.
And then I'm off to see Jessica about Faulkner.
Oh, it's such a shame she couldn't come to the fete.
No, prior engagement.
Her display was the only thing that might have been worth going for.
Come on, Nanny.
Knocking golf balls into a bucket is not my idea of fun.
Golf balls into a bucket? That's Jack Woolley, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is.
Might be fun.
He's calling it googly golf or some such thing. But that's all it is, balls in a bucket.
There are lots of more interesting things.
What, like breaking plates?
Oh, don't knock till you've tried it. It's brilliant for working off all that latent aggression.
I don't suffer from latent aggression.
What's this?
I tell you, Roy and me are running a plate-smashing store.
As for the notion of dunking the vicar...
Well, it's not just the vicar, it's the doctor, the teacher...
But it's so undignified. It's no wonder the professions don't command respect these days.
Anyway, Mummy, you've got to come to the fete to cheer on me and Freddie in the car race.
Did you manage to fix the car, then?
No, it's completely dead. I shall have to buy a new one.
Why, what happened to it?
Freddie spilled orange juice over the control box.
I told you, Nigel, he's far too young for those sort of toys.
He loves it, don't you, Freddie? See? I'll stop off in Felbersham this afternoon and get a new one. Now, I really must go. Bye, kids.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Oh, dear. I must say, everyone seems to be getting vastly overexcited about this fete.
Well, I suppose so many shows and things have been cancelled on account of the foot and mouth.
I mean, even that friend of Elizabeth's, what's her name? The doctor's wife.
Siobhan,
that's right. Well, I gather she's doing the fortune-telling
this
year.
Yes, that's right.
And that's what I mean about professional dignity. I mean, my young lady, the doctor's wife, wouldn't step out of her front door without a hat and gloves on.
It's a bit difficult to imagine her as a fortune teller, isn't it?
Oh, she's Irish, dear. It's in the blood.
Can I come in? Oh, hi, Cathy.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, look, Jamie. Has your mum come to see you?
Hello, love.
Hello, Mummy.
Have you been having fun with Hayley?
Yeah. Oh, he's been a good boy, Cathy. Played ever so nicely.
That's great, Jamie. Anyway, Hayley, look, you know you asked me about looking over your plan?
My activities for kids.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth has said she'll cover the shop at lunchtime. So if you can spare half an hour...
Oh, brilliant. It'd be fab. Oh, the only thing is the children.
Oh, yeah. Should we postpone it?
Julia?
Yes, dear?
Are you free at lunchtime?
Why?
Would you mind awfully keeping an eye on the kids?
What? All of them?
Yeah, very fine choice, if I may say so, madam. Give your garden a touch of class, that will. Yeah, bye.
Last of the year, bird bass.
Yeah, we've had quite a run on the rabbits.
What you might call a rabbit run.
What?
Joke.
Oh.
By the way, I was meaning to ask.
What?
What were you and William raving about last night?
Why, what's he said?
Nothing.
He must have said something, otherwise how do you know?
Ah, well...
That's the trouble with William. You get on the wrong side of him, what's he do? He goes whinging to Mum.
It was your granddad, actually.
Hey.
He said he couldn't hear the telly for the racket you two was making.
Talking of granddads, what's so special about Grandad Larkin's teeth?
Don't change the subject.
Well, only Grandad, Grandad Grundy, that is. He's going on about someone writing a poem.
Yeah, Bert Fry's doing one about your Grandad Larkin's teeth. Now, what was you rowing about with William?
Oh, you know, the usual. Why not get a proper job like him? You know, one where you work 90 hours a week and get paid peanuts. It's a mug's game, isn't it, being a gamekeeper? Reckon I earn more than him just doing the markets.
Is that it?
Yeah, plus you don't like me hanging around with Emily.
Why not?
Well, he's jealous.
Jealous?
He fancies a dad.
Does he?
No.
No?
Well, he does.
Well, I mean, well, you and Emma, you've been running around together since you was little kids.
Well, yeah, of course we have.
Well, so what's he got to be jealous of?
Nothing.
Well, why doesn't he, you know, ask her out?
He ain't got the bottle, I suppose. Scared to say no, laugh in his face.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Nigel.
Oh, can I interest you in a nice garden statue?
Not really, thanks.
How about one of our naked goddesses?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm only passing through. I had to stop off and buy this.
What's that there?
A new car.
Oh, let's have a look.
Well, you see, my son had an accident with the old one, and it's completely kaput.
Oh, I say, look at this, Ed.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, it's a bit more streamlined than the old one.
Oh, I should think you stand a good chance with a fancy piece of kit like this.
Not against death wish,
though. Oh, that car's a bit basic, isn't it, Ed?
Right?
Second-hand job, you see. Shouldn't think we'd stand much of a chance against a state-of-the-art job like this.
Well, it's all down to driving technique, though, really.
Oh, yeah, well, of course it is.
No, it ain't.
No, don't be modest, son. Oh, he's a pretty ace driver, my Edward. Reckon he could make a good showing, even though our car's a bit old and slow.
What?
Well, may the best man win.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll see you on the grid.
You bet. Bye.
What was that about?
I've had an idea to make this car race a bit more interesting. I mean, we're going to a lot of trouble with Death Wish for the sake of what? A few quid and a tin cup?
A bit of laugh, though, won't it?
Yeah, but I reckon we could make a few bob and all.
Oh.
Side bets. Oh, folks are getting dead serious about this race. I mean, well, look at Nigel buying an old new car. Determined he's going to win, poor sucker. So all we got to do is persuade him to put his money where his mouth is.
Mike. Well, you're never going to go in for that, surely.
Why not? Seriously?
It's not just a test of strength, is it?
Yes, it is.
I thought if I sort of smeared my arm with baby oil.
Oh, you don't think that might constitute cheating?
No tactics.
Anyway, going back to the matter in hand.
Oh, sorry, yes.
This is the route the children are going to walk, isn't it?
That's what I thought. It's quite a well-made path.
Oh, that's something you should look out for. Hey? Tree roots.
Tree roots?
Well, anything they can trip over. Coming along the path.
But this is a walk in the woods.
Yes, I know.
You know, so they can collect different sorts of leaves and things.
But if some kid trips over a tree root and cracks his skull...
Oh, stop it!
Well, you've got to think of these things. All you need to do is get Titcomb or one of the estate workers to come down here with some bark chippings. Make sure the path's good all the way along.
Right.
Oh, and the kids need to be warned in advance to wear wellies.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. On my list already.
And it'd probably be a good idea to have a few spare pairs. There's always one kid forgets.
Yeah, or turns up in a best party shoes.
Exactly. I remember once when I was teaching, taking a party on a museum visit. Somehow word got round that they didn't need to wear school uniform.
No.
Year nines, can you imagine? All crop tops and enormous wedgies. And then three of them bunked off halfway through.
Oh, stop it, Cathy. I'm nervous enough about this as it is.
You've no need. I think all your suggestions are brilliant.
Like you're imagining all the kids with cracked skulls and E. coli poisoning.
You said you wanted advice on health and safety.
Yes, and I'm really grateful. It's just... Oh, when you start looking into it, you see all the hazards. And if you've got a gang of 20 or so little kids...
Oh, it won't be just you, though, will it? Mm. They'll be coming with their teachers and some of the mums and dads.
Yeah.
You should have one adult for every four kids, especially if you're going on the treetop walk.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm having difficulty coping with one at the moment.
Yeah, school holidays seem endless, can't they?
Well, Jamie always seems to be whining these days. Why do I have to go to work? Why can't we stay home?
Well, I think, to be honest... It's a bit of a drag, really, for a six-year-old, to be stuck all day with Phoebe and the twins.
But if I couldn't bring him here, I wouldn't be able to manage.
Well, no, but maybe we could get some of his school friends over to play with him.
Oh, I don't
know. What about Daniel? I mean, both his parents work.
Yeah, but I don't want to impose.
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
And what about Elizabeth? I always seem to be asking her favours. But I wonder, thinking I can't cope.
Well, why should she think that?
Because I always... Oh, I feel that I'm putting on this act of being in control of things, and I'm not.
And any minute now, I'm going to get found out.
That's daft. You do a brilliant job.
Yeah, well, the job I can manage. It's the rest of it stuck on my own at April Cottage.
Oh, I thought you were dead pleased with the cottage.
Oh, I am. I love it. But, well, I suppose it's the same for all single parents. I used to live at the Bull, you see. Mm. And if you live in a pub, you're never lacking a social life.
No, I suppose not.
Whereas now, I don't seem to get out anywhere.
Do be quiet.
Is that Julia?
No, Jamie, no.
Look at the time.
Julia!
No, will you please not wander off?
Oh, I should be back at work. Yeah.
Julia!
Oh, there you are at last.
Is everything all right?
No, it is not.
Oh, look, I really do have to run. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll see you later.
Okay, thanks for all the advice. Yeah, my pleasure.
Now, you said half an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
After 40 minutes, I couldn't take any more.
Why? What have they been up to?
Well, Freddie and Lily, I can cope with them. Oh, that child of yours.
Baby, what's she doing?
She cannot sit still for 5 minutes.
I'm sorry.
And as for that boy...
Jamie.
Oh, he's a little devil. I came within a whisker of boxing his ears.
Yes. Hey, that's brilliant.
That's like a scene in Speed, isn't it, where the bus jumps over the gap in the road.
Hit your heart out, Evel Knievel.
Are there going to be any jumps in the course?
Dunno.
I hope so.
We don't know what Tony's dreamed of, do we? Perhaps I should have a word.
Yeah, find out how tight he's making the chicanes and all. You know, with them spikes on, we're not going to be able to corner quite so sharp.
Yeah. Hey, I see you've managed to take a chunk out of your mum's sideboard.
It's a scratch, that's all. Bit of boot polish to light it.
Shows how well them spikes work, though.
Yeah, if they do that to mum's sideboard, imagine what they're going to do to...
Whack.
Hey, quick, get it back indoors. Oh, evening, Cathy.
You go and play in the garden, darling. I'll get your things out of the car.
Lovely day it's been, isn't it?
Yeah, very nice.
We've been over to Felkisham. We're just unloading the van.
Yeah, I've been admiring your new van. It's a great improvement on the old one, isn't it?
Now, just you wait till it's been to the sign writer.
Oh, you're going to have your name on the side, are you?
Well, not my name as such. The business name. Eddie's Garden Products.
Right.
With illustrations.
Illustrations?
Well, my products, you know, smiling flowers and veg and some of my garden ornaments.
Sacks of manure?
Absolutely. And along the bottom it'll say, Landscape Gardener. Garden makeovers at competitive prices.
You're calling yourself a landscape gardener?
Yeah, why not?
Well, have you actually done any landscape gardening?
Of course I have. My patios are a thing of beauty.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well,
I come from far and wide to admire that slate job I done for Mrs. Snell.
What do you hand, Dad?
Evening, Ed.
Yeah, can you get the rest of the stuff out of the van?
Right. I better get Jamie his tea or there'll be trouble.
Oh, I saw Jamie the other day down the Bull.
Oh, yeah?
Him and Sid were practising with their remote control car.
Well, let me guess. Sid was driving and Jamie was looking bored.
Well,
Poor love. Supposed to be his car. But Sid's got completely obsessed with this race.
Yeah?
Yeah. The car is called the Bulldozer. Oh, and the honour of the pubs riding on its success. It's all getting very silly.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, let's go.
Yeah, see you, Cathy.
Yeah, bye.
See what I mean?
What?
Nigel reckons it can win. Sid is determined that he's going to win. All we got to do is to persuade each of them to place a little wager.
We could really clean up, couldn't we?
That's the general idea, yeah.
Alice is not the only young person in Ambridge to be causing her parents concern.
Your mum just rang.
What's she want?
I think she wanted me to volunteer to bake some cakes.
What?
For the fete, the tea tent.
Why is she asking you?
Must be desperate.
What do you say?
I told her to ask Lillian.
Lillian?
She's got nothing to do all day, has she?
Lillian? In an apron? Baking? Can't quite see it somehow. Anyway, didn't she say she was going to London?
Only for a couple of days. She's surely back by now.
Where do you want this churn?
Oh, leave it by the door. Clara will take it in when she gets here.
Right.
Thanks.
Oh. You seen Tom this morning?
He was having his breakfast when I came out.
I'll let him walk the cows back out then.
Morning. Oh, morning, love.
Hiya.
I'm just off. Already?
Not even 8 o'clock yet.
Yeah, there's a few things I want to sort out in the shop before we open.
Have you had any breakfast?
No.
Helen.
I'm not hungry.
Well, you should have something.
Well, I'll have a banana when I get to work.
You left me a list.
What?
A list. What you need in the way of veg and salads.
Oh, no. I'll ring you, OK?
Don't forget.
See you.
Bye. Oh.
Don't think I can stand much more of this.
What?
The silent treatment. I mean, it's not like her.
I know.
Even Thomas started to notice.
Well, what's he said?
Well, she was helping him with the veg boxes yesterday morning.
I thought he'd be grateful.
Yeah, but he said she only opened her mouth to bite his head off.
You're having a team strip. Susan's idea.
Bright yellow T-shirts with Willow Farm eggs printed in brown.
You're in on this one, are you?
Well, Neil and I are going to be selling eggs at the fete, so we thought a little advertising wouldn't come amiss. Mm-hmm. They'll come in handy whenever we're running a stall or such like.
We're having yellow baseball caps, too.
Baseball caps?
Mm. So what's it called? This car you on?
Well, Christopher and I are still discussing that. I thought we should call it the Eggmobile.
The Eggmobile.
You know, like the Pope has the Pope-mobile, but Christopher thinks it's a bit, well...
Naff?
Yeah.
What's he want to call it?
Megatron.
Ah, that's more like it.
So what's yours called, Eddie?
Death Wish.
Oh, right.
Yeah, turns out to be rather appropriate, unfortunately. Wretched thing keeps dying on us.
Oh, I thought you had some kind of supercharged racer.
Never gave you that idea.
Well, you're being so secretive about it.
No, I'm not. Just an ordinary battery car, like everyone else is.
Yeah.
Only I got it second hand from Snatch Foster, and I reckon he sold me a dud.
Yeah, it's all in the skill of the driver, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so everyone keeps saying.
Tell you what, if I was a betting woman, I'd put money on Christopher.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Betty? That's not a bad idea.
What?
We should have a book, or at least a few side bets.
Yeah, look at the time. Hmm? Well, I must get over the shop. Can I leave you to take this lot over to the package shed?
Yeah, sure, you get off.
OK, then, see you later. Bye, Eddie.
Yeah, see ya.
Now, did you just come up here to talk cars? Only I got to get on. All these eggs to grade and pack.
Actually, I got a proposition for you.
Oh, dear, not another one.
Turkeys.
What?
We always did really well out of our turkeys up at Grange Farm. Folks missed them last year, so I got thinking about your Dutch barn.
You are not keeping turkeys in my Dutch barn.
God, you're really not making use of the space.
I keep all my gear in there, all the machinery and stuff.
Yeah, but if you had a good tidy up, moved all your stuff down one end and then put up some nicks.
No, Eddie.
We'll stack a few straw bales round, make a nice enclosure.
You're out to take this place over, aren't you?
What do you mean?
My little bit of land is turning into Grange Farm Mark II.
Oh, come on.
All your enterprises, all your piles of muck.
A couple of compost heaps, that's all. The rest of it's pigs and chickens. Nothing to do with me.
Well, that's going to be a problem for starters.
What?
The hens. Keeping two sorts of poultry alongside each other.
From that?
You're going to have a problem with cross-infection.
No. Your hens are well away from the barn.
Not always.
And we'll keep them apart. Build proper barriers.
Oh, I don't think so,
Look,
Eddie.
I don't want an answer right now. I want you to give it a bit of thought. Because you'd benefit, just like you have from the muck.
Huh.
There's a nice little profit in turkeys, and it comes just in time for Christmas.
It's just the thought of not seeing you for all that time. I'm going to really miss you. Will you? Will you really? Will you decide you don't want to see me ever again? Oh, hell. Look, I'll call you back.
Hello!
Hi, Mum.
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's just dust. I was sweeping the back room and it got up my nose and, well, it made me sneeze a bit. Anyway, is that my veg?
Yes. Salad stuff, French beans, mange two, carrots.
Oh, no courgettes.
I thought you didn't want any.
Oh, completely out.
Well, they weren't on the list.
Just forgotten.
Well, I'm not going all the way back to Ambridge just to
No, it doesn't matter. I've got plenty of other stuff.
Are you okay?
Of course I'm okay. What do you want about?
It's just not like you to forget things.
We all make mistakes, Mum.
When was the last time you had a day off?
When was the last time you did?
No, seriously.
I'm perfectly serious. I don't need time off.
You've been driving yourself so hard. Tom said you'd practically done the veg boxes by the time you got down
yesterday.
Yeah,
only because he couldn't drag himself out of bed.
Now, why don't you let Kirsty cope on her own for a couple of days?
No.
She's perfectly capable.
I'd rather keep busy.
Why?
Why what?
Well, usually when people want to keep busy, it's to take their mind off things.
Mm. You're taking up psychology now?
What is it?
What's what?
What's on your mind?
Nothing.
Oh, Helen, I'm worried about you. Have you got involved with someone?
Is it a man? Is that what you mean?
Oh, yes, I suppose I do.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Just the most obvious explanation.
For what?
Oh, Helen.
Look, Mum, it's very sweet of you to be concerned. But there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing on my mind and nothing I want to share with you. So just butt out and leave me alone, okay?
So how is she?
Oh, she's fine. Some very colourful bruises, but even they're starting to fade.
They mend quickly at that age, don't they?
She was far more concerned about her pony than she was about herself. Simply wouldn't leave his side.
Oh.
She'd be there still if it wasn't for Simon.
Oh?
Yes, he's managed to prise her away from Chandler and persuaded her she needs to practice for this car race on Sunday.
Oh, we're talking of the fate. Has Mrs. Woolley asked you about cakes?
Well, yes. She was on the phone again this morning.
And we're still a bit short for the tea tent.
Well, I said I'd try and find the time. Morning.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, morning. Hi. Shall I put these straight in the chiller cabinet,
Betty? If you would, please.
How's Alice? Fine. I was just telling Betty. Any news from the police?
No, not a word.
You reported the accident, did you?
Yes, of course. But Alice couldn't give them any sort of description.
But if it was joyriders?
Well, we don't know for sure.
Wouldn't they have abandoned the car somewhere?
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Like the one that turned up on the village green.
But we don't even know what sort of car it was. And Alice seems to put it all behind her, so... frankly, I'd rather just forget the whole wretched episode. Have you got any digestive biscuits, Betty?
Oh, none on the shelf.
No, I can't see any.
Oh, no. Probably got some more in the stock room.
How's Brenda these days?
Oh, don't ask.
Still nursing a broken heart?
Very much so.
Oh, dear, he really did leave a trail of destruction, didn't he, that wretched man?
Well, she still won't hear a word said against him. I think she secretly imagines he's going to come back and they'll ride off into the sunset on his Harley Davidson.
I'm rather afraid the same thing's happened to Helen.
Oh, what?
She's got herself mixed up with someone unsuitable.
Yes, Tony was saying the other day.
I've no idea who. It's just these past few weeks she's been getting more and more withdrawn. If you ask her what's wrong, she bites your head off.
It sounds like man trouble, all right.
Yeah, but why does she have to be so secretive about it?
Married man, maybe.
That's what worries me. And she's so defensive.
Oh, dear.
You don't think she might be pregnant?
Oh, Jennifer, don't!
Well, it's just how Kate was when she was expecting Phoebe.
Helen's much too sensible.
Well, I thought Brenda was too sensible to fall for a nasty piece of work like Scott. Anyway, I'll see if I can find you some digestives.
Oh, thanks, Bessie.
Talking of the dreaded Scott, how's Lillian?
Oh, she's perked up no end since she's made up her mind about the facelift.
The what?
Ooh, I wasn't meant to say that.
Facelift?
Oh, just forget I mentioned it.
Lillian is having a facelift.
She absolutely swore me to secrecy.
I don't believe it. Surely not even Lillian.
Oh, she really doesn't need it, does she?
Nobody needs it.
Oh, you're not so loud, Pat.
And why is she doing it?
Oh, Betty will hear you.
So that she can attract some other worthless gigolo half her age?
Oh, I think she just wants to feel better about herself.
And why doesn't she do something worthwhile?
Would you be interested in helping out for a few days next week?
Yeah, sure.
It's just that my wheat will be ready to harvest.
You're getting a contractor?
Oh, yeah. But if I'm grain hauling and baling, I can't be looking after my veg and salad crops. And that's pretty much a full-time job at the moment.
Well, Mike's got rather more experience of that sort of thing. Market gardening.
Oh, come on, Neil. It's hardly rocket science. Bit of hoeing and weeding.
Yeah, well, I dare say I can manage that.
Oh, yeah, mind if I join you?
Oh, I ain't decided yet.
Eh?
About the turkeys.
Oh, no. Wasn't going to ask about that. I know you likes a few days to mull things over. No, I wanted a word with you, actually, Tony.
Hiya.
Have you finished your design yet?
My design?
For the racetrack.
Oh, that.
Only, well, I gather there's going to be a few, like, chicanes.
Yeah, so?
I just wondered how tight exactly the bend is going to be.
Why do you want to know that?
Well, our old car.
Oh, it's maybe not quite so sharp on the corners as some of these newer models.
Well, that's where the expertise comes in, though, isn't it? Taking a sharp bend without crashing it.
And this compulsory pit stop.
Oh, Christopher's brilliant at that.
I mean, is it like on a regular racetrack where the pit lane's dead narrow?
We had time trials, him and me, to see who was fastest.
Only our car's a bit, on the wide side.
He beat me hands down every time.
Wide? Why is it wide?
Old model.
All those hours spent playing computer games have finally paid off, I suppose.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about the course, Eddie.
What?
It'll be the same for everyone.
Oh, yeah, but...
And if I've done my calculations right, should be a real test of skill for the drivers.
Well, for just a question of skill, my head would win hands down.
I wouldn't bank on it. Christopher's going to take some beating.
Oh, put money on it, would you?
Well...
Right. I'll bet you a fiver that my car, Death Wish...
Death Wish?
...finishes ahead of... What's your car called?
We ain't decided.
Finishes ahead of the car with no name. What do you say?
I say make it a tenner and you're on.
It's Julia Partridge's birthday, but has anyone remembered?
All right, old thing. All done. No, it's just a bit of dermatitis.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
Nothing to worry about.
It's just Reg wasn't sure. And since his wretched foot...
Nigel!
Oh, no.
Where are you?
Over here, Mummy.
It's her birthday, and she thinks she should be the centre of attention.
Is that Eddie with her?
I mean, we've arranged a dinner party for this evening.
Afternoon.
Hello. Oh, Nigel, I've been searching all over for you. Something wrong with that car?
Oh, nothing serious.
And it's a Bullock.
Many happy returns.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, is it your birthday? How old?
Eddie.
A gentleman wouldn't ask.
No, I just wondered who was older. You or me dad. He'll be 80 next month.
Well, really, now, do I look 80?
Got a few years to go yet, haven't you, Mummy?
Many, many years, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, Eddie, what can I do for you?
Well, actually, I was hoping to have a look at your new car in action.
You've got a new car?
Oh, no, not cars again.
Freddy spilled orange juice over the old one.
What?
Made a horrible sticky mess, and the thing stopped working.
So he went out and bought a brand new one. Only wish I could afford to do the same.
Well, I'll be glad when this wretched race is over.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant a real car.
I should have known it was tempting fate to call ours Death Wish.
Still a bit stuck over a name for ours. I was going to call it the Lower Loxley Links, but Lizzie said it sounded like a golf course.
So, any chance of seeing it?
Well, I really ought to get back to work. Oh, what the hell, 10 minutes won't matter. Look, do you want to come, Alistair?
Oh, I'd love to.
I've got a track laid out in the ballroom.
Now, why don't you chaps go and play with Nigel's car for half an hour, and then we can all have tea? Oh, you will stay, won't you, Alistair?
I'm afraid I can't.
It is my birthday, after all.
I've got a list of calls as long as your arm.
Good, and maybe there'll be a cake.
Of course there'll be a cake, Mummy.
Oh, good.
With candles.
Candles? How many?
Keep it coming. Get just another couple of feet. Okay, that's it.
Hello, how's it going?
Afternoon, Mrs. Archer.
What you could probably do with a cold drink.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks, Mum.
Oh, that is a welcome choice. It's really baking up this afternoon.
Well, let's be grateful.
What do you finish today?
Combining should be done about 6 o'clock.
Wonderful.
We might even make it down to the pool for a drink tonight.
Ruth will be pleased. Thought she was looking exhausted this morning.
Yeah, she's a bit knackered, poor love.
Nothing wrong, is there?
No. It's just,
Ooh, hard work, isn't it? Getting the harvest in.
Yeah.
Anyway, I must love you and leave you. I've got to go over to Lower Loxley.
Thought you were going this morning.
I was, but there was another crisis at Rickyard Cottage.
Well, with your holiday, guess.
They're a right pain, that lot.
Yes, they are. But it was my fault.
No, Mum, they are just plain ham-fisted. What was it this time?
A shower curtain. They somehow managed to pull it off the wall.
Oh. It must have been swinging off it.
Both you and your dad were out with a harvest, so I had to fix it myself.
Yeah, I was talking to the bloke who's staying in the bungalow.
Oh, they're such nice people.
They haven't complained once, have they?
He was saying what a treat it was having the garden and the river outside the back door.
It's funny, isn't it? I was in such a state about the bungalow.
Oh, I don't know why.
I was sure the guests would be disappointed.
Yeah, it's a grand little house, that is.
But it's the ones in Rickyard who are making such a fuss about everything.
Oh, you?
Who, me?
Joe.
Free.
Me?
I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, Lord.
What about?
I'm going to have to leave you to it, I'm afraid.
Besmirching me brother's name.
You what?
See you, Mum.
Bye.
Well, I didn't know you had a brother.
Brother-in-law.
I didn't know you had one of those either.
Me daughter-in-law's father.
Eh? Oh, you mean Jethro?
Ah. Jethro Larkin, who is dead in his grave and can't defend himself.
Is this about my poem?
You accuse me of pinching your stories.
Aye?
But here's you misappropriating a bit of my family's history without so much as a by your leave.
Well, Clary don't mind.
Clary's too polite to say it.
Besides, you should be grateful. I'm writing a ballad, a comic monologue.
It ain't a comic story.
Could make Jethro's teeth famous, like Albert and the Lion.
Oh. That poor man suffered something terrible with them teeth. It ain't funny.
Well, you're right there, Joe.
You what?
Bert's been trying out his verses on me all week and haven't raised a single titter.
What do you mean?
Now, fascinating as this discussion is, if we are going to get the rest of the wheat in this afternoon, we really should get on.
Now, this is the difficult bit. As you come over the toy box and then have to stare around the coffee table.
Oh, no.
Oh, bad luck.
I always come off at that point, but I'm going to crack it before the fete. I'm determined.
You're going for gold, are you?
Oh, yes. I mean, I don't think there's much point going into these things unless you believe you can win.
What do you reckon your chances are?
Well, I saw Sid practising in the Bull car park and I certainly think I can beat him. Oh. David's pretty good, but he tends to take unnecessary risks.
Reckon you could finish in the top three?
Oh, with reasonable luck and a following wind.
Put money on it.
What?
I'll bet you a tenner that I finish ahead of you.
Well, I haven't even seen your car.
Oh, you ain't missed much. Pile of old junk compared to this little beauty.
But you still think you can beat me?
I've got a good driver.
All right, then. I'll bet £10.
You're on.
Nigel!
Oh, not again.
Are you there?
In here, Mummy.
Ah. Nigel, darling, there's someone to see you.
Oh, well, in that case, could you show them to the office?
No, it's all right. It's only me.
Oh, thank heavens. Hello, Jill. Oh, for one horrible moment, I thought you were a client.
No.
And here's me playing with my toy car.
Freddy's toy car.
Well, that's what I meant.
This is quite a trap you've laid out.
It's good, isn't it? Nigel's just been giving me a demo. But now I'd best be on my way.
OK. See you Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. And £10 it is.
You're on.
Bye, all.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye. Well, Jill's brought a pudding for this evening.
I promised Elizabeth I'd bring it over this morning, but what with one thing and another?
It really is very sweet of you, Jill. So few people have remembered this year.
Oh, come on, Mummy. You've had dozens of cards.
Well, one or two.
Lewis sent half a florist shop. And you're going to have a lovely dinner party tonight.
Oh, yes. Yes, Sydney and Mercedes are coming.
The Goodmans. I haven't seen them for ages.
I don't think he gets out much anymore. Getting a bit past it, poor old thing.
Yes, he must be practically as old as you are.
Don't be silly, Nigel. He's much, much older.
I gather Elizabeth's out this afternoon.
Yes, I'm sorry. She had a meeting in Felpersham.
Tell her I'm sorry to have missed her, but I'll see her tonight.
Now, you are coming to the fete, aren't you, and seeing Freddy's race? Oh, silly me, you organised the whole thing, didn't you?
Not single-handed. And on Sunday, my duties only extend to doing a stint in the tea tent. Are you coming, Julia?
Oh, I suppose so. Although they've cancelled the one thing that struck me as remotely interesting.
What's that?
Well, the falconry display.
Oh, Elizabeth was telling me you've struck some kind of deal with your falconry expert.
It's not definite yet. Only, I went to see Jessica on Wednesday, and she mentioned that she was looking for larger premises. So I thought perhaps we could offer her the use of a building here at Lower Loxley.
Well, you never told me.
She hasn't agreed yet.
Oh, Jill knows.
Yes, but Elizabeth just mentioned it on the phone.
Anyway, what we thought was, you know, she could stay self-employed and run courses and the odd display and you have rent. Lizzie and I would handle the marketing and everything, and then we'd split the profits.
Sounds like a marvellous idea.
Well, fingers crossed that Jessica says yes.
Why am I always the last to know everything?
There you are. 1 pint of Shires. Oh, do cheer up, please, Bert. Look, we've got the harvest in. We should be celebrating.
What's the matter?
Oh, Joe had a go at him this afternoon.
It's not Joe Grundy all he cares about.
And I was quite unforgivably rude.
You were.
And I'm really, really sorry.
What were you rude about?
I was rude about Bert's poetry.
Not Jethro's teeth.
I'm afraid so, yes.
Oh, shame on you, Dave.
I know. Absolutely inexcusable.
He said it weren't funny.
You did.
I didn't mean that the poem itself isn't funny, but it's just... Well, it's the subject, to be honest. I mean, maybe it's just me, but I just don't find false teeth intrinsically comic.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Sorry?
I ain't never laughed so much in my life as when my Frieda's...
Evening all.
Oh, hello again, Eddie.
Mind if we join you?
No, sure. Pull up a chair.
I ain't sitting with him.
What? His pint had turned to wormwood in me mouth sitting with a man who holds our family up to ridicule.
Oh, give it a rest, Dad.
Makes a mockery of the name of Larkin.
Clary don't care, so why should you?
Oh, dear Bert, have you opened a can of worms or what?
Well, you can all of you just stop fretting. I'm giving up on Jethro's teeth.
Mm. You are? Boy, what's wrong with
him? I've thought of a better subject.
Oh, good. Like I said, Bert, false teeth, not comic as such.
Not in general, maybe. But what happened with my Frieda's dentures? Now, that was hilarious.
Right.
I can't believe I wasted all that effort on Jethro.
You couldn't persuade Ruth to come out?
When I'd such a treasure at home.
No, she's well, no, Jethro's not good enough for you.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
In fact, I'll just nip home and get me notebook. Write this down before I forget.
But you haven't finished your pint.
Well, I'll be back in a minute.
How's your training going, Alistair?
What?
With the older stable stallion.
Ah, well, I reckon we're going to be pretty unbeatable.
Oh, you do, do you?
Stable stallion? What sort of a daft name's that?
You haven't seen the meteor lately.
Why, what have you done to it?
Never you mind.
Oh, that reminds me, Eddie. How's Nigel's new car?
Oh, pretty nice. Mind you, he's a useless driver. He bet me £10 it could beat me.
He didn't.
Yeah, I felt a bit rotten taking the bet. I mean, what, candy from a baby or what?
Yeah, not a bad idea, though.
What?
Bet your tenner, David, that the stallion beats the meteor.
Oh, you're on.
Right.
Right. And I'll bet you a tenner each that Death Wish beats the both of them.
I'm not betting with you, Eddie.
Nor me.
Why not?
What, without seeing your car?
Oh, just an ordinary car, isn't it, Dave? Death Wish. A car like any other,
well,
ain't it?
Well, more or less, yeah.
I seem to remember you asking me if there was anything in the rules about the shape of the car.
Yeah, well, we thought about some minor modifications, but in the end...
So this rumour about the bull bars is untrue?
Bull bars?
And you wouldn't mind if we came round and had a look?
Of course not.
What?
Only Edward's got it in bits at the moment. A bit of last-minute fine-tuning, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just a regular car. No, it's our Edward's driving he's going to win it for us.
No, really?
In fact, such is the faith that I have in my son, I'm prepared to bet £20 on him winning.
All right.
What?
£20 it is.
That your... what's it called? Meteor will beat my Death Wish.
No. You bet £20 that you'll win. I bet £20 that you don't.
Aye?
Take it or leave it.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.